You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, it is the Inside Connection, MediConnect. Mark Clark is here today. We're ready to get going, and we got a lot of stuff to get to. So without further ado, as you are watching, hopefully, this stream live in the Metropolitan Window video screen, go to kdkradio.com and click on KDKA Radio Watch. Here he is, Mark Clark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, too. Beautiful weather coming our way. I love the hot weather. We've got good things going on. Pittsburgh, I love summer in Pittsburgh, all of activities. Picklesburg coming up, 4th of July right around the bend. And, you know, whether you're sipping your morning coffee or catching us on your way to exercise class, I sat with a client this week and she said, I'm just driving to my exercise class and I hear you guys. And so good morning to all of you, right? And we've got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about Medicare, the Medicare and You handbook. We're going to talk about a little trivia, but you know, it's just great to be here.
It is great to be here.
Yeah.
Great to be anywhere, but especially here.
It's great to be upright, standing, breathing. Excited. My plans for the day are go cut my grass, right? Couldn't do that for about a week and a half. But yeah, I'm excited to be here. I have lots to talk about with everybody. And happy June 21st. I'm fast forwarding a little too much. June 21st. But let's do a little this day in history. 1788. New Hampshire becomes the ninth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. And this was a tipping point, making the Constitution the official framework for the U.S. government. That's a historic day. How about June 21st, 1948? Columbia Records introduces a long-playing vinyl record, LP. And I guess at that point, Rob, you went from 3 minutes per song or side to like 22 minutes per side. They say that changed the whole industry, right?
Absolutely.
And it's funny how things, you know, fashion goes out of style and in style again. And, you know, even this industry, right? Music industry, we went from 8-track tapes, right? And and then the smaller records, LPs, and then you go to cassettes, and then you go to CDs, and now everybody's a collector of LPs again, right?
Vinyl.
Everybody wants vinyl. Everybody wants to hear that needle on the record skipping and scratching.
You can actually download that sound, too.
Yeah, I get it, because there is something kind of, it's romanticized, right? I remember being a teenager, sitting in my room, I had a stereo, and Mom probably got sick of listening to Led Zeppelin. I know that for sure. So, yeah, historic day in June 21st, 1948. How about some birthdays? I've got them all mixed up here on my page, but let's start in 1905. French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre is born. He's known for his existentialist ideas. He refused the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1964. I don't know about you, Rob, but they're offering me a Nobel Prize. I think I'm taking it.
Well, you get a cash check for like a quarter of a million dollars.
And a medal, right? I think you get a medal.
Nice.
Some people might wear that, right? I don't know. There's some other stories there we could tell. But how about June 21st, 1979? Chris Pratt, TV star, movie star. We know him from Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic Park, Parks and Recreation. A lot of people forget that he was on Parks and Rec a few years ago, and he's changed the way he looks since then. And it's his birthday today. How about June 21st, 1982, Prince William of Wales, the Duke of Cambridge, was born in London. And the royal family's sure seen a lot of changes in the last few years, right? Mm-hmm. The queen passed, and now we have a king, and all of that stuff. Whether we want a king here in the United States or not, they've got one over in Great Britain for sure. And we don't want to leave out Lana Del Rey, June 21st, 1985, with her vintage Hollywood style, haunting vocals. She has changed modern alternative music with her voice.
And she's 40 years old today.
Wow.
It's hard to believe.
That is hard to believe. I was marveling with an old friend last night over the phone how quickly our children grow up. He was a friend of mine in ministry. He's in Ohio now, and he's telling me how his kids have graduated, where they're living. He's got one going to graduate next year. I was sharing with him that I've got a couple grandkids now. Time does not stop or wait for anyone, Rob.
No,
it just doesn't.
It doesn't.
It just keeps going. And, you know, Rob, if there's something important that I really want to talk about today concerning Medicare or your health care coverage, not just people with Medicare, but it's really important that people understand the need for what's called an indemnity plan. Indemnity plans are different than other insurance. You know, insurance, especially health insurance, really you get a health insurance policy so that the provider of your health care and your insurance company can figure out how much to bill you, how much you're going to pay. An indemnity plan is different. An indemnity plan, you buy an indemnity plan to cover stuff like cancer, heart attack, stroke, your hospital inpatient coverage, ambulance rides. It can be very customizable. But what's different about those, Rob, is you pay a fee to the company, and then if you get diagnosed with cancer, they give you money. I like that. That's a great difference. And people might wonder whether it would be important to have that coverage. And right now, we've got agents standing by at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. It's so important that you seriously consider. My wife and I aren't even Medicare age yet, but just last year, because we're in this industry, because we do this every day, because we know how prevalent cancer diagnoses are here in this region. I think it's 2 out of 3 men in their lifetime are going to get diagnosed with cancer. 1 out of 3 women are going to get diagnosed with cancer. What you have to understand is healthcare coverage. There are some diagnoses like cancer that your healthcare coverage, some of the costs dealing with a cancer diagnosis are not going to be covered by your healthcare at all. Lost wages, travel expense, you get prescribed a medication that your health insurance doesn't pay for very well. And so there's a lot of out-of-pocket costs. And so I just want to say, it's so important that you understand your need to protect yourself with an indemnity plan. Our agents are standing by. We can meet with you this week, and we can help you understand what an indemnity plan is, how it will work for you, and customize one that will fit your budget, will fit the needs that you have in this region, in this area, and it's so, so important.
All right, let's do the trivia question, and the first person who guesses it correctly at 412-922-1020 will win a $15 Get-Go gas card. And here is this week's Inside Connection trivia question.
Yeah, here's the question. We were talking about actor Chris Pratt. Just a little bit ago. Did you know he's married twice?
I did.
Yeah. And this is a trivia question. Who was Chris Pratt's first wife? Whoever has that answer gets that $15 Get-Go gas card. call in, give us that answer.
All right, before we go, let's take a look at the seminars. And by the way, very simple to register your place at those seminars. They are free, and we're going to tell you how you can do that after he tells you where they're going to be.
Go ahead. That's right. Yeah. Rob, if somebody out there is turning 65 in the next 6 to 12 months, they want to come to the seminar. The seminar is where we educate you. We teach you about how Medicare works, how it's going to work for you. We'll help you understand how to sign up, all of that stuff. The next seminar is June 25th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Upper St. Clair Recreation Center. That's 1551 Mayview Road. July 8th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the North Hills Library, 1822 Mount Royal Boulevard in Glenshaw. July 15th at 6 p.m., Cranberry Library, 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry. And July 22nd at 6 p.m., Swickley Library, that's 500 Thorn Street in Swickley. You can call our experts. They'll help you register at 888-818-6334, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click the Seminars tab. You'll also see there that we have webinars every Wednesday morning and Wednesday evening. You can register for those. Very easy to do. Call right now or go to the website, 888-818-6334. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Medicare and You book.
All that coming up next on The Inside Connection on KDKA. Good morning.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right. We are still looking for a winner to the trivia question. And again, please tell them what the question is.
Yeah, the question is, who was Chris Pratt's first wife? He's been married a couple times. And his first wife, you should know her. She's famous too. And so who was Chris Pratt's first wife? $15 gas card to the first caller with that answer. And I'll be happy to celebrate that with you. Anyway.
All right, 412-922-1020. First person that calls in with the correct answer will get the $15 get-go gas card. Go ahead, Mark.
I must have challenged him today, so let's see who can get it, right? All right, so in this episode today, I wanted to talk a little bit about, there's a little handbook out there called the Medicare and You Handbook. The 2025 version has been out for a while. They get sent out in September to every household. This annual publication comes from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. It's not just a brochure, but some people would call it the Medicare Bible. I'm going to give you a little insight to it, but I'm also going to give you some more insight how you make it the most useful tool. Anyway, some notable changes, right? We know that Medicare Advantage plans and Part D prescription drug plans, that they are rated on a five-star system. The Medicare and You book for 2025 has some new plan finder tools. It's coordinated with Medicare.gov much, much better. It's aligned with Medicare.gov much, much better. It's easier to compare plans, out-of-pocket costs, coverage options in your region. The one that's been sent to you is printed just for your region. You can see stuff there that will help you decide. There's an expanded telehealth coverage this year. Building on the pandemic era momentum, Medicare now has permanently covers a wide range of telehealth services. Here's some that they include. Mental health check-ins. That's a really important thing these days. Mental health check-ins. Your Medicare can help you with that. Diabetes and hypertension monitoring. So important for people that are monitoring that. I've heard even earlier today, listening to the radio, you know, it's really important to get tested and see if you have pre-diabetes, because you can slow the progression of that. Follow-ups for chronic conditions. Even audio-only visits for people in certain cases to help those who don't have internet access. So important that they've expanded these telehealth coverages. Preventative services and screenings. There's been a new emphasis on fall prevention with coverage for mobility assessments and physical therapy referrals. A lot of plans out there are actually giving you a lot of supplies that will help you, things like that will help you in your shower to keep you safe in the shower. That's a place that people can often fall and get injured. One of the most dangerous places in your house is your shower. Annual wellness visits are now more detailed. They're encouraged to have discussions with you, not only about your physical health, but cognitive health, emotional well-being. My PCP asked me a lot of questions about how I'm feeling mentally, if I'm having any suicidal thoughts, if I'm thinking about hurting myself or anything like that. It's so important. It's important once you're on Medicare that you keep up with those things. Medicare's catching up with us. Screenings for anxiety, depression, substance abuse have been all updated and covered under Part B. It's so important that we understand those things. How about layout of the book? The layout of the Medicare and You book has become much more user-friendly. This Medicare and You handbook includes zip codes for specific resources, a glossary of terms, a visual enrollment calendar. What you want to do when you're looking through that book, you want to look for the What's New in 2025 icon throughout the book. It'll show you where there's been new updates. And don't forget, if you're tech savvy, or you have a tech-savvy grandchild, you can go to Medicare.gov and create an account there. And you can get a personalized digital copy of the handbook designed right for the location where you live. They just use your zip code. It's so important, Rob, that people understand that Medicare's always trying to improve this book that with better plan comparison tools, expanded telehealth coverage, preventative services and screening, a better layout of the book itself, better tech savvy combinations of the book and their website at Medicare.gov. But one of the things I want to focus on, Rob, is just this week I was sitting with a consumer right in Hays, and he said to us, he took the Medicare and You book and he was trying to learn himself. I admire people that want to dig in and want to understand. And you know what he said to us was, he says, Mark, I'm reading the book and the book contradicts itself. I read something here and I read something there and it seems like it's contradicting itself. And I will say that sometimes the terminology they use in that book, sometimes the way they present things, it's not as user-friendly as sitting down with somebody from MediConnect. Our motto is we make Medicare simple. We simplify how it works and how it's going to work for you. We talk about what Part A and Part B, original Medicare, is. We put it in very simple terms. And then we talk about what the cost of Part A and Part B is going to be. And then after we talk about that foundation, because Part A and Part B is only supposed to be a foundation of your healthcare coverage when you're retired, the next part of it is if we're building a house, we would build the walls of that house. The walls of your Medicare house or your healthcare coverage house are you either choose a Medicare supplement plan or a Medicare Advantage plan. Now, if you look in the Medicare and You handbook, you'll see that it talks about Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare supplement plans, but usually most people that read through that book still don't really understand how they work differently. That's the important part. How do these products work, and what are they working on? See, here's the problem. The problem is Medicare Part A and B might be great. Most people get Part A premium free if they pay taxes for at least 10 years. And then Part B has a standard premium of $185 per month. You can get assessed a higher premium if you make more money. However, it's only the foundation. And if all you have is the foundation, let me ask our audience, right? If we built a house for you, but all you had is a foundation, you'd still be exposed to tons of weather forecasts, right? Rain and storms and snow and wind and cold and sun, and wouldn't be very comfortable. Well, with your health care coverage, if all you stayed with on Medicare was your Part A and B, I got to tell you, it'd be pretty uncomfortable when it came to your health care coverage because it would be really expensive to use. You might get Part A premium free and might get that Part B for $185 per month if you don't get assessed on Irma. But the reality is if you ever go to use it, it could bankrupt you. That's what they don't really tell you in the book. So you want to add something to that. And for zero extra dollars a month, you can add a Medicare Advantage plan in your region. Now, I don't advise that you just look at the $0 ones. If you pay a little bit more money for it, you'll get lower copays and more generous extra benefits. But Medicare Advantage plans are one of the things that help solve that problem. Basically, they work like group insurance that you have from work, where you pay a fee to have it, a premium every month, and then you'll have copays. You'll have copays if you go to the doctor, copays if you go to see a specialist, copays if you go to the emergency room. There's copays for everything. So basically, you're paying for what you use, okay? If you don't use it this month, you only paid the premium. Medicare supplement plans work differently because they work with that Part A and B. Part A and B is your primary insurance. Then you buy a supplement plan, and it pays whatever A and B didn't pay. Or maybe you might have a couple copays, depending on which supplement plan or Medigap plan that you buy. Those don't come with prescription drug coverage, so you have to buy a separate one of those. You got to buy a separate dental, vision, and hearing plan. It's so important to understand that when you're building that house for your healthcare coverage, you got the foundation, which is A and B. You build the walls of your house with a supplement or advantage plan. And then, Rob, you put the roof of that house. The thing that really protects you from the elements is the indemnity plan.
All right. Congratulations to Mary Jane from Munhall, winner of the $15 Get-Go Gas Card. Please give the question and the winning answer of today's trivia question.
That's Mark. It. Today's trivia question was, who was Chris Pratt's first wife? And that answer is Anna Faris.
Been in a few scary movies.
Hey, she's been in a few scary movies, for sure.
All
yep.
Right, good stuff. All right, listen, we're going to take a break and come back on the other side. We have a lot more to get to. Inside Connection, don't forget we have those advisors standing by each and every week until noon today. From the time we start the show until noon, 888-818-6334. Make an appointment, never a charge for their services. We're going to run the complete seminars, too, as far as where they're going to be in a neighborhood near you. And don't forget to go to MediConnectInsurance.com. They're always doing webinars as well, too. So all of it still to come today. Stay with us. Paul Rasmussen at the anchor desk. He'll have the latest news just moments away. Then we'll get right back to it. Next hour, Andy and Company, the True Value Home Improvement Show. Then Christine Zapp is hosting AAA Central's Talking Travel. Storm-related cleanup. We've had a lot of storms of late. We're going to be talking to, from Greater Pitt Tree Service in the noon hour, Carlos McClintock. Busy day still ahead with your Pratt Pack till 1 o'clock on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good morning.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Mark is here, as in Mr. Clark, and this, of course, is MediConnect, the inside connection. We're going to be talking about questions people are tackling in real time about Medicare in 2025. But before we do that, here is the seminars where they will be, and I'm going to tell you how you can register, because you do have to do it, even though they are free, right after he gives you the list. Go ahead.
That's it, right, Rob? If you're turning 65 in the next 6 to 12 months, you want to come to one of our seminars. We'll explain how Medicare works. June 25th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Upper St. Clair Recreational Center. That's 1551 Mayview Road. July 8th at 6 p.m. North Hills Library, 1822 Mount Royal Boulevard in Glenshaw. July 15th at 6 p.m. Cranberry Library, 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry. And July 22nd at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Sewickley Library, 500 Thorn Street, Sewickley. I always like to think of summer as our library tour. We go to all the libraries. It's great. I love it because I love books. But you can register by calling our agents, our Benefits Executives Life. We have two of them live today till noon, 888-818-6334. They'll help you register, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click the seminars tab, register for the one you want to register. We ask you to register because so we make sure we have enough space for you. We have materials for you. We just want to know how many people are going to show up. And don't forget that every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., we have a webinar. You can register for that. The way that works is you click the seminar webinar tab, you register for it, you put your email in there, and 5 minutes before the webinar starts, you'll get a link in your email. You click that link, it takes you right there, and you'll be able to enjoy the webinar from the comfort of your home. All wonderful, right. Wonderful thing.
All right. When Mark's here, I normally just have to say, Mark, back to you, and let's go to commercial break, because he's always prepared. He's got notes written for you, and we're going to get to some of them right now, being that he took care of the way for you to actually be a part of those seminars. Let's talk about this question. A lot of people think about it throughout the year, but especially when it isn't that enrollment period, it comes to mind. So can I change my Medicare Advantage plan if I'm not happy with it? Mark.
The answer is yes. You can switch plans during the Medicare open enrollment period, which was from January 1st through March 31st each year. And everybody in the audience is going, but that's way gone. March 31st is a long time ago at this point, right? Yes, you can make one change then. However, we can help you find a special enrollment period. The only way you can change now, we're in what's called lock-in period, is to find a special enrollment period. And there's a couple ways we can do that. Not everybody can find a special enrollment period. Sometimes special enrollment periods that we can find for people right now are based off of disasters. If there was a hurricane or a flood or an earthquake or a tornado or something that interrupted your opportunity to change your plan. We don't have any of those available here in the Pittsburgh area right now. Special enrollment periods can be disaster related, can be five-star plan related, can be related to whether you have help from the federal government or the state government. If there's one available to you, we can help you find that one. Sometimes, though, Rob, we do have to say in this period of time during the year to people, we don't have a special enrollment period to help you. The other thing that we'll do is if you're having issues with a medication you've now been prescribed that is costing you too much on your Medicare plan, we can help you find ways to save still on that. It might not be the same as changing your plan. And I'll be honest, we don't make any money helping people find other ways to save. But we do this for people because we care. There are opportunities. So can you change? Yes. Can everybody change right now? No, not necessarily. We would have to see if we could find you a special enrollment period. But that's what we do. We specialize in helping people. If you call right now, 888-818-6334, our agents will answer the phone. They'll set a time aside this week where they can talk to you about whether you qualify. And if there's a way that we can help you get qualified for a special enrollment period, we'll help you do that. Definitely. How about our next question? Our next question is Medicare doing more to support mental health this year? Yes, absolutely. Medicare now covers licensed clinical social workers, psychologists, and counselors, and teletherapy sessions that you can do with those types of people. Plus, there's no longer a limit to how many mental health visits are covered per year. So the straight answer there is yes. There's been a focus in the last few years. I think since the pandemic, we've seen more and more emphasis on how are you doing, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. I tell people all the time, from my pastoring days, I say all the time, maybe you're not ready to go to counseling with a licensed therapist, but I need to tell you something. Everybody needs somebody to talk to. If you don't have somebody in your life that you can sit down and just talk about anything with, if there are things that you're struggling with and you're just keeping it inside, holding it inside, I'm giving a little bit of pastoral counseling right now, Find somebody you can talk to. You have to find somebody you can talk to. Honestly, I'll tell you, Rob, if people are struggling to find somebody to talk to, and they call and ask for me at MediConnect, I'll help connect them to somebody they can talk to. A pastor, a counselor. I know social workers that can help. Just please, please don't suffer alone. Don't struggle alone. You're not alone in this world. Medicare is allowing people to get the help they need for those type things, for mental health issues and support. I can point you in the right direction. I might not be the answer for you, but I know lots of resources. I can try to help you find some help in that way. Another question people have is, what about scams to watch out for in 2025? I will tell you that scams are concerning Medicare are running amok. You have to be really careful. That's why I say, if you're in the Pittsburgh region and you need help with your Medicare, you have to work with us. You should work with us. This is why, Rob. You can get in your car and drive to 300 Bilmar Drive and come to Suite 200, and you'll find us there 5 days a week from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. There'll be somebody there, and you can come and talk to us in person. You know, if you do business with your Medicare over the phone all the time, we do work over the phone, but we have a brick and mortar office. You can come and see us. If you do business with somebody over the phone and they're located in Florida or California, you know, you're going to be lucky if you ever hear from them again, that same person. If you call the same number, you may not get connected to the same person. You don't know where their office is. You don't know where they're working out of. The reason you want to work with us is you can come and find us, but you got to watch for scams. This is a great question. What are some of the scams that are out there? Apparently, there's a scam going on where people will call or reach out to you and say it's about fake Medicare card upgrades. Scammers are saying there's a new chip-embedded card, and they ask for your Social Security number. These scams are crazy. I can't believe the scams that I get on my phone. Text messages, you know, from the Turnpike Commission that I owe them money. And I'm like, no, this is a scam. I have an account and I have one of those little scanner bar things in my car. I check my account all the time and it's full of money. If I owe them money, they have it. They can take it.
And I keep getting the one that says you've won absolutely nothing.
But give us a call.
Give us a call anyway.
Give us a call. You've won nothing, but give us a call. Yeah, there's people that are saying that there's different types of scams with different types of Medicare upgrades to their cards. There's phone calls from Medicare representatives, they say, that are offering genetic testing. All of that's a scam. Medicare is never going to call you. Let me emphasize, never going to call you, okay? And so remember, if you suspect that there's fraud going on, that if there's some type of scam going on, just call 1-800-MEDICARE. Call 1-800-MEDICARE, report that there's a scam. Tell them what's going on. It's so important that you protect yourself. One more question that's popping up recently is, can I get help affording my Medicare? Yes, you can. You can get help affording your Medicare through programs like Medicare Savings Programs, extra help for prescription drug costs, state health insurance assistance programs. Yeah, all you have to do is contact your state health insurance assistance program. You can usually contact them at the local agency on aging. So look up your local agency on aging phone number, give them a call, and see if you can get some assistance. See if you can help. The state of Pennsylvania might be able to help you. The federal government might be able to help you with extra help or LIS. There is help out there. If you need some assistance figuring out what to do with it, just give us a call, 888-818-6334. We'll help you find some help.
All right, we're going to come back and recap stories from the field and more when we continue with Mark Clark. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect. Paul Rasmussen with the news at 10, and then we roll into our next hour, which, of course, is the True Value Home Improvement Show.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back again. 888-818-6334 to get a hold of our advisor, standing by until noon. And now it's time for some stories from the front line, one of my favorite segments.
Yeah, yeah, this is one of my favorites too. One of the parts I love about what I do, Rob, is just meeting new people. I love Pittsburghers. I love the stories they can tell, the neighborhoods that they live in. I sat in the house with Joe over in Hayes this week. I'm training some new agents, so taking agents. I'm getting into a lot more appointments than I have in recent years. In the last month or two, and we sat with Joe, and I figured out that Joe knew a family member of mine that actually that family member's parents lived like just down the street. Joe recently having some health issues and realized that he had a high cost for medication he now has to take. He called us. We got a hold of him. We went to visit, and we're going to be able to help him solve that mystery. You know, he was like, I don't know what to do because I can't afford this. And like everybody else in Pittsburgh, he's got a limited budget. And now he's been prescribed this medication. It's very vital that he takes it. And we were able to figure out a way that we're going to be able to get him on a plan that he'll be able to afford this prescription now. And just takes a little extra digging, a little extra work. And I know Joe, I said to Joe, you ever listen to a talk radio? He said, well, I listen to a different station, right? And it's another popular station, but he didn't listen to us. But Joe, if you happen to be listening today, we're happy we're able to sit there and help. We're going to help save you some money. And we have stories like this all the time, Rob. I sat with some folks in Monroeville just 2 days ago. And basically, this fella, Pete, He was on Medicaid. He's aging into Medicare. And what a lot of people don't understand is if you have Medicaid already and you age into Medicare, there are special plans available to you that give you generous benefits. They're called DSNPs, dual eligible plans. Generous benefits, $0 copays on most type services, generous dental benefits, generous vision and hearing benefits. One of the most popular things about those plans these days is if you qualify for those plans, they'll give you money every month that can go towards healthy food and can go towards helping you pay some of your utilities. Some of those are several hundred dollars per month that you can get to go towards certain things. And so you got to qualify for those plans. Not everybody can get those plans, but it's just so exhilarating. And another part of that story is when I sat down with these folks, they had worked in the past. Some of the family members had worked in the past with some other agent somewhere, and they reached out to this agent, and that agent had never responded. And so I mentioned it earlier today that some people, you know, while they're driving to certain things, they hear this radio show, and one of these folks at this appointment, this lady said, I happen to hear you guys on the radio when I'm going to my exercise class. And I thought, well, there's somebody I can call, and they're local and they'll come and help. It took one phone call. They called, we set the appointment, we went, we were literally able to sign him up for a plan that will start next month. And, he's going to get the benefits and the coverage he needs. And it's not going to cost him an extra dime. What a great, great thing. And you don't know, when you don't know, you don't know, right? We know, we understand, we know how Medicare works, and we can help figure it out. I was talking earlier about the Medicare and You handbook. And here's the thing, there's great information in there, and you can search through those pages, and you can learn a lot, you can hear a lot, you can educate yourself. But here's the thing, that book doesn't teach you the nuances. It doesn't teach you the nuances in every region where you live. You know, we live in a certain region where we've got two massive giants of healthcare in this region that like to fight it out with each other. And I'm not going to say one side's better than the other, but what I will say is when you're dealing with the coverages that you're looking at that are available to you in this region, there are some nuances to picking a plan that are super important. Just this week we were talking with Wendy in Canonsburg and Ruth from Finleyville, and in their stories there were some certain nuances to their stories and their situations that if you're not a savvy agent, if you're not a savvy Medicare broker, you might have missed a couple things there. We're trying to make sure that we get the right answers for people. We're trying to make sure that people aren't just putting a blindfold on and blindly throwing a dart at the Medicare target, because that's not how you want to pick your plan. You can make a lot of mistakes, and if you make those mistakes when you're choosing your plan, it could cost you hundreds, sometimes thousands of extra dollars. That's why when I talk about Medicare, I talk about building that insurance or protection house, right? That foundation of Part A and B, the walls of your house being the Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage plan. But the most important thing of your house, the house you live in right now, that physical building, is the roof. Why? Because it protects you from all the elements that come down from the sky. Rain, snow, winds, sun, all of that stuff. Lightning even, right? In the health insurance industry, we've got Medicare at the base, Medicare A and B. We've got the supplements or advantage plans as the walls of your protection in your house. But an indemnity plan is crucial and vital to your coverage. It'll protect you from the elements. It'll protect you from the exposure to higher cost when it comes to your healthcare coverage. And so if you don't have an indemnity plan in place, let me suggest you call right now, 888-818-6334. You want to call right now because now is the time. You can't wait to get an indemnity till you get a diagnosis. You have to get it beforehand. It's one of those deals. But it's great coverage where you pay a fee every month, but then if you get that diagnosis, if you have that treatment, if you have that need and we cover you with it, they're going to pay you a lump sum payment. It's going to come right to you. You can use it for whatever you want. Use it for your treatment. Use it to go to Disney World, whatever it might be. Definitely want to do that. Rob, before we go, I want to make sure that we cover the seminars again. And so June 25th at 6 p.m. will be at the Upper St. Clair Recreational Center, 1551 Mayview Road. July 8th at 6 p.m. will be at the North Hills Library, 1822 Mount Royal Boulevard in Glenshaw. July 15th will be at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Cranberry Library, that's 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry. And July 22nd at 6 p.m., Swickley Library, 500 Thorn Street in Swickley. You can register by going online at MediConnectInsurance.com, click the seminars tab, or you can call 888-818-6334. Our agents will help you. They will help register you. You want to get in there. You want to get that education. You want to understand how Medicare works in the most simple form. We'll help you understand it. Definitely want to do that. You don't want to go uneducated about your Medicare.
You know, but just remind folks, you've got a couple minutes here left, that, you know, just because we're not in an enrollment period, why not go now where there's less stress on everybody involved trying to get it done, where you can breathe and get all those questions answered and be at peace while you're doing it?
You know, one of the things, Rob, that people don't understand is they don't understand how to access the benefits on their plan. Happens all the time. I'll sit down with people. I sat down with multiple people this week, and I said, hey, do you know how to get that free food card? Or do you know how to use your over-the-counter benefit? And most of them say, you know, I don't, so I don't take advantage of it. There's resources at their fingertips that they could use. One of the best things about MediConnect is you don't have to just rely on your agent to call you back, but we have a department headed by my counterpart, Lauren Uran, right? Worked with Lauren for many years in the department I'm in. She is heading our client experience department. Client experience is a group of people connected to us that literally help our clients figure out how to use their plan. You never go without help at MediConnect.
That's what I like to hear. I appreciate you. Have a great rest of your summer, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
See you in a couple weeks. See you, Rob.
All right, listen, here's what we're going to remind you. That number is toll-free. They're there. Even though we're going off the air, those advisors will be there until noon today. So 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And for the seminars and everything that you need to know, go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Also, don't forget those webinars as well. Now, Paul Rasmussen at the anchor desk today for Rob Taylor, who's enjoying the day off. He'll be here in just a couple of moments. And then we kick it into the high gear and get some work done around the house, especially the outdoor living space. And the weather's going to heat up. Some things that you need to know. We're expecting a temperature of 96 over the next 24 to 48 hours. So it is going to get warm, and that's a good thing because summer is here and it officially starts today, June 21st. So the True Value Home Improvement Show coming up in just a couple of minutes right after Paul checks that news next at 10. It's your Pratt Pack Saturday morning on KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.